Alicia Melendez Vegas, Alicia A-L-I-C-I-A, Melendez M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z, Vega V-E-G-A. Date of birth is 11/4/1952. This is for date of service, 5/17/2023. Mrs. Melendez Vega is a 70-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her persistent episodes of hypoglycemia. She also has a history of hyperparathyroidism and a history of cancer in her stomach from 1986, and then she had a gastrectomy in 2003, osteopenia, GERD, right upper and lower lung infection, and status post lung lobectomy. And she currently has a history of liver cancer and lung cancer. The patient struggles with significant hypoglycemia, with blood sugars dropping in the 30s. She also has anemia, osteopenia, chronic kidney disease stage 2, hepatitis C, and significant weight loss related to her cancer. Plan number one, for her hypoglycemia, the patient's blood sugars drop to the 30s. Today in the office, her blood sugar dropped to 38. We treated this with 30 grams of glucose, and it increased her blood glucose to 137 milligrams per deciliter. At this point, my recommendation is to place her on a freestyle monitor, Libre 2, and this would be continuous glucose monitoring. I have also prescribed a Gvoke glucagon pen next summer. The patient may use the Gvoke glucagon pen for severe hypoglycemia, blood sugars below 40. Next summer, I will see the patient next month for follow-up to reassess her glycemic control after implementing the glucose sensor. She was also advised to try to eat every 2 hours a protein, a fat, and increase fiber intake. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.